Whilst your department administers payments universally, and this is generally the right approach, we have to recognise the uniqueness of the work of Irish fishers and their vital importance to the Irish economy and food chain. COVID has exposed the deficiencies. Overnight, the Irish fishing industry was turned upside down. The export market was wiped out. There was no domestic market to replace it, and fishers were left scrambling to find income. Whilst the PUP was eventually opened up to the fishing community, and this was welcomed, it didn't recognise the uniqueness of the nature of fishing, which is dependent on weather conditions, time of year, with relation to fish stock. Upon the lifting of restrictions, and whilst these point into the business and enterprise department, they are relevant. Fishers couldn't access temporary wage subsidy supports because most are on self-employed contracts. They couldn't access working capital loans as there was existing debt with financial institutions, and were locked out of restart grants from local authorities because they do not pay rates. The tie-up scheme from Europe to cover weather events was totally inadequate, too late and ill thought out. With Brexit and the ever-increasing threat of a no-deal Brexit, I am appealing to you to do something different. The Irish fishing community is on its knees and needs support. We need new thinking. I'm appealing to you to engage with Minister McConlogue in the Department of Agriculture, put together a task force involving fishing representatives, and look at introducing targeted, specific measures that the fishing community can access when crisis hits. As I said at the outset, the fishing community needs support if it is going to survive into the future. And we as people need it too. Then radical action must be taken. I implore you, Minister, to do so, and I'm happy to work with you to develop supporting measures. In particular, Minister, I'm thinking of the inshore fleet, who, you know, are reliant on the likes of lobster, crab fishing. They're very limited in access to traditional fisheries like herring. So it's really important that you engage with Minister McConlogue and look at some novel new approach, working with the fishing representative organisations to give supports to keep our fishermen delivering this resource to coastal communities and, of course, this food resource to the Irish people. Thank you.